Quick disclaimer, information in this podcast is for general informational purposes only and is not intended to be treated as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making changes to your diet, lifestyle, supplementation, or medication.
I'm really proud to have led some of the world's most innovative research on digital dietary programs for people with type 2 diabetes, which has helped to change many people's lives.
Welcome to Type 2 Diabetes Talk, the place where we chat about what really works to treat type 2 diabetes and prediabetes naturally with nutrition and lifestyle. If you're looking to optimize blood sugar and A1C, lose weight, reduce medications, and improve your overall health, this is the place to be. Now, here's your host, type 2 diabetes nutrition specialist, Dr. Jetta.
Hello there, wonderful people. It's Dr. Jetta here, and welcome to episode 4. And here we are, just before the end of year festivities, and the new year is not far ahead now. I find that at this time of year, it's a time of year when we might be thinking about what lies ahead for 2024, what goals we might want to achieve, what we want for ourselves, and perhaps more importantly, what we can do differently to get there. Well, to help us get in the perfect mindset for the new year, I've got a special guest joining me next week, Dr. Doug J. Moore, a psychologist and life coach with 40 years of experience. So be sure to tune in next week for some very insightful strategies to make 2024 your best year yet. Since launching Type 2 Diabetes Talk, you might have heard me speaking about the T2 diet study, and of course the T2 diet program in previous episodes. I've had a number of people wanting to hear more about this, and being it is the end of the year, I feel it's a great way for me to personally finish off the year because it gives me some time for reflection on all the work I did through my PhD, which was an enormous undertaking. I graduated last year, but the academic publication timeline is long, so the final results of my studies were only completed to be published in August this year. So it hasn't been that long since, I guess, full completion. And like I said, it was an enormous undertaking. So please allow me to share a bit more about this journey and all the studies I conducted. To give some context, the T2 diet study refers to the multi-phase studies I conducted during my PhD, and what I will say is that I'm proud to have led some of the world's most innovative and most comprehensive research on digital dietary programs for people with type 2 diabetes. It's actually pretty crazy to think, here we are in 2023, and I'm one of only a few leading experts in this particular field. Why I say this is pretty crazy is because we look on the internet and think it's swamped with information. You only have to search something to get hundreds, if not thousands, of results, and you can go on surfing for hours, right? But the truth is, a lot of information on the Wild West web is not backed by science. There's a lot of garbage out there, which I've mentioned before. And when it comes to proven programs to support people with type 2 diabetes, these are even fewer, despite the numerous companies out there trying to sell you into the next best thing. There are very few actual proven programs to support people with type 2 diabetes. That's why I call it the Wild West Web. There's no one regulating anything online, and there are too many sites with no established authority or evidence who are exploiting the wild range that it is. We see news, rumors, and distortion everywhere, especially through social media platforms. So you really have to be careful of this stuff. Anyway, it was only a few years back that organizations like the American Diabetes Association were skeptical about the effectiveness of digital health, mostly because there just wasn't enough research on these things. COVID-19 did help to accelerate things along this path. We were all locked in isolation after all, so there had to be alternatives come into play. But the interesting thing is, I started my PhD project well before COVID, and my PhD project was designed before COVID-19 even came about. So I was certainly a leader and pioneer in the realm of digital health for type 2 diabetes, and more specifically in my area of expertise, diet and nutrition, that's where my focus was. And when I first started poking into my PhD, there was even less research in this area than I thought. Even my supervisors were very surprised at the sheer lack of evidence available. So one of the first things I had to explore was the overall research in this context. This was back in 2019, and I did a review of all the web-based interventions for people with type 2 diabetes. I found only 16 studies that included healthy eating or diet components as part of their programs. But what was amazing was that out of those 16 studies, only 2 had included an assessment of dietary intake or dietary behavior. Only 2. So there we were in 2019 with only 2 digital programs that had even bothered to assess if diet was effective or how dietary programs offered in a digital setting might benefit people with type 2 diabetes. I already knew that developing knowledge in this kind of area was important, but after I did that, I knew it was critical because there was virtually nothing there. During that same time, as I was developing the basis for the T2 diet study, I also conducted the world's first systematic review to assess the effects of web-based interventions on dietary behavior change and glycemic control in people with type 2 diabetes. And when we do a systematic review, most of the time it's when we look at all the randomized control trials that have been conducted in a field. We use randomized control trials because these are considered the gold standard for establishing the effectiveness of a program or intervention. So systematic reviews are powerful forms of research because they combine the results of all the randomized control trial studies to give us an overview of what's been done and the overall combined results. When I did this systematic review to take that deeper dive into these studies, there were only 5 web-based studies that had assessed diet or dietary behavior in type 2 diabetes. Again, there was very little evidence here. But we saw a small, very small glimpse of their potential to provide an alternative and potentially powerful way to support people to achieve really good results. Of course, from my previous work online over the past decade, I knew this to be true, but in terms of proof, my systematic review established there was very little research on this, and we needed more actual proof and more research to show the effectiveness of such programs. That manuscript of my systematic review was published in early 2020 in the Journal of Medical Internet Research. And it's now been used as a reference the past couple of years in the American Diabetes Association medical care guidelines and other publications to confirm the emerging effectiveness of digital programs to support people with type 2 diabetes, particularly in terms of diet and nutrition. The next stage of my PhD project was to start the T2 diet study by designing a new program, while at the same time delving deep to design the randomized control trial and study design methods that we'd use throughout the T2 diet study. Over the decade before doing my PhD, I'd read a lot of research, but I can tell you that it wasn't until I did these series of studies myself that I can truly appreciate the work that goes into research, especially good research design methods, because that's what makes or breaks a study. Being my study was going to be based on a digital program, one of the things that was emerging at the time was this concept of user-centered development. I'd seen this being used in the business context before, but it was moving into the research sector, which makes sense because it basically means that instead of a researcher just making up a program out of nowhere or what they think will work, programs and interventions get designed with the input of the people who will use the program. I mean, how can we know exactly what will help you unless we ask you for your input and feedback, right? So I looked deeper into user-centered development, and again, there wasn't much research around, none in digital dietary programs for people with type 2 diabetes. So I had to draw off a lot of different methodologies and theories to develop the foundation of the T2 diet program. I was lucky in the sense that I had developed lots of resources at DMP over the years, and these provided a solid foundation in terms of resources we'd put in the program, things like recipes, food guides, and things like that. But this was a new program I was about to develop, and it would be the biggest endeavor I would ever undertake, a 16-week, step-by-step online nutrition program. So as I said, I had to draw off a lot of different methodologies and theories to develop the foundation of the T2 diet program. User-centered design concepts from business and the research that was available, and out of that, I developed a four-phase user-centered methodology that involved people with type 2 diabetes at various stages of the program so we could develop it. And alongside this, I also delved into a lot more research, incorporating really innovative theoretical concepts to support the program with behavioral, communication, psychological, and website design theories. And no one had ever done this. Predominantly, people had only ever included psychological or behavioral theories in these types of programs. And none of that probably means anything to you at all. But the point is, a lot of work went into development of the T2 diet program with many methodologies and theories that have never been used before. Most importantly, though, people with type 2 diabetes helped to develop the program, which took over a year to work through a four-phase process and come together. So the manuscript for this first phase of the study was published in 2020 in a journal called Internet Interventions, a highly regarded US-based journal. And if you're interested to geek out on any of this research I talk about today, I'll provide links to all my research papers in today's show notes.
Are you ready to take charge of your diabetes health? Dr. Jetta's T2 diet program has been clinically proven in a randomized controlled trial to dramatically reduce A1C, weight, and medications in just 16 weeks. The T2 diet program will guide you step by step to discover an eating plan that feels natural and sustainable for you. And most importantly, works to get results. Learn more and join the program today at type2diabetestalk.com/programs.
During the time I was developing the T2 diet program and working through phase one of the study, I was also working on the protocol for the randomized control trial. When you publish a protocol, you want everything about how you're going to be conducting the study to be clear and documented, because after you start a trial, you don't want any major changes to occur. Unfortunately, many protocols don't get properly planned, so many research studies do in fact change major things during a study. And that wasn't the case with the T2 diet study. Apart from a couple of really minor recruitment details, nothing in the study changed once we started, and this is so important because it makes the study results more valid and reliable. In the study protocol, we laid out all the procedures, and that manuscript got published in the British Medical Journal, their open edition in 2022. Yes, it was a bit later, and actually, in fact, it got published after we'd already started the trial, which is pretty common. That's something a lot of people don't realise, is there's often a significant delay in research being done and research being published. It can take up to a year after you submit your manuscript to when it gets published. there's a long wait time during that publication process. What we tested in the T2 Diet Study randomized control trial was whether people taking the program alongside standard care would improve their clinical outcomes more than people receiving only standard care. And standard care is what most people receive, right? You go to the doctor for regular checkups, and in most cases, people don't get much support beyond that. So that's what standard care means. So in the study, we had two groups, one receiving the T2 diet program alongside standard care, and one group just going about business as usual with standard care only. We got 98 participants in the study, with half in each group over a 16-week period. And after the 16 weeks, people taking the T2 diet program alongside their standard care, they absolutely trumped on the other group big time. They reduced their A1C by an average of 0.94%, with some people reducing A1C by as much as 3%. They lost weight, an average of 9.6 pounds or 4.36 kilo, with some losing as much as 30.8 pounds or 14 kilo. And an astounding 87% of people reduced their medication, with 25% of people reducing meds by at least 20%. And people that continued on, as usual, with their standard care only, they only saw a very minimal change. They had an A1C reduction by only 0.26% on average, a weight loss by a minimal 1.7 pounds, which is less than 1 kilo, and they increased medications. So that's a huge overall difference between the groups. Results of the T2 Diet Study randomized control trial were published in the highly regarded Nature Portfolio of Journals in their Nutrition and Diabetes Journal in August this year, 2023. And at the time of recording this show, the manuscript has had over 2,500 downloads, and it's been highlighted in the journal's featured research section since it's been published. That's pretty exciting for me to see. It only got published in August this year, about a year and a half after finishing the study. Yep, as I said earlier, it's a process. But it's had a lot of traction already because this area of research in digital dietary programs still lacks randomized control trials. So it's pretty exciting to see that it's been in the featured research section and getting so much traction. And the T2 diet study was the first study to assess the effect of a low carbohydrate diet provided in a web-based setting for people with type 2 diabetes. And it's also among only a rare few online nutrition studies conducted across the world yet. So the results, in my opinion, the randomized control trial was a breakthrough. It proved that we can make a huge difference to people's health in just a short time. Since completing the study, we've seen this occurring in people outside the study. It's just incredible, and for me, incredibly rewarding to see this from so much work you've put into something over the years. Another important component of the study was looking at how people engaged with the program and their experience, which had never been done in a digital dietary program for people with type 2 diabetes before either. So what I did was look at things like website metrics, like logins to the program, program usage statistics, which probably to you sounds pretty boring. So more importantly, I interviewed people after the program. I was interested to understand things like, was it the way people felt, thought, or what they did that really made the difference? I love this kind of stuff. It goes right back to my first degree in social science and understanding people. And delving into this, I found majority of people followed the program as expected, 80% in fact, which is much more than other digital health programs in the field of type 2 diabetes had achieved. So clearly, the people liked the program and its benefits, and that's exactly what one of our questionnaires revealed. So people in the program found it to be valuable, credible, and useful, among other things. And during the interviews with the participants of the study who took the program, I discovered some new insights as well. Firstly, remember how I told you about user-centered development of the program at the beginning of the show? Well, that was a key thing for the success of the program. Basically, we had provided people with what they needed and wanted in order to achieve their blood sugar and health results. They had the practical tools and resources to enable them to do that. The way the program is structured, it helps to reduce complexity and overwhelm, which can happen a lot when you're bombarded with information. So having a step-by-step process and constant reminders and reinforcement over the 16 weeks really made a big difference. The program is also easy to use, and because people saw their health was changing pretty quickly, they found great value and reward in that. Seeing results happen before your eyes helps people to feel positively about things, and that helps to drive the way people think about things and what they do too. That's what we discovered in the interviews, which makes sense when we talk about it, right? But no one had ever documented this stuff in a research setting, so these insights were really groundbreaking. There are a bunch of other insights that came out of this final phase as well, and the manuscript was published in 2022 in PLOS ONE Journal. I'll tell you, doing a PhD is a huge, huge undertaking. I admire anyone who has done it, honestly. Outside of the studies, there is also an absolute ton of work involved. And I have to admit, I was burnt out by the end of it. I felt unhealthy on so many levels, physically, emotionally, and mentally. There was just so much work involved. But it was all worth it. And more than a year on from graduating as a doctor, I'm in a much better place. I'm here with you now, and I'm still passionate about what I do. I'm still passionate about continuing my mission to support people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes, the mission I started over a decade ago, and I'm still interested in doing more research and learning more as well. So that's a great thing. Perhaps one of the greatest insights out of all of it was hearing the stories about the lack of support people received, especially about their diet and nutrition, how little people really understood about their blood sugar, their numbers, and how their diet and nutrition had an impact, and how they could manage their diabetes more effectively long term. This was the case even for people who had diabetes 20 plus years. Of course, I'd known this for the past decade, which has been one of the primary reasons leading me into this epic journey and so deep into the research in the first place. But you know, I never cease to be surprised about this. I feel like we're letting people down. When there is an answer, there is a way to lower your blood sugar, lose weight, reduce meds, get better health. But for years and years, people are left struggling. All I can say is we can do better, and we have to. Like the people in the T2 diet study proved, and like others who have taken the T2 diet program since have shown, nutrition is incredibly powerful for you. It is the most important part of your treatment with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. I'm going to leave you on that note, and if you've listened this far, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share more about my studies and reflect on the massive journey. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing a bit more about it too. Research papers, they can be a bit dry and boring, but I know some people love geeking out on them like I do. So if you are curious to read all the papers I've published, I'll link to them in the show notes at type2diabetestalk.com, episode 4. And as I said at the beginning of the show, being we are headed into the new year very soon, I'm bringing on a guest next week, Dr. Doug J. Moore, and we'll be chatting about how to set ourselves up with the right mindset for the year ahead. Please tune in to discover some very insightful, practical thinking strategies that could completely change your life and your health in the new year. Have a great week. Dr. Jeddah, over and out.
Thanks for tuning in to Type 2 Diabetes Talk. Please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And for episode replays, episode notes, and more, visit type2diabetestalk.com. New episodes are available Tuesdays, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent. Thanks again. We're truly grateful to be a part of your life and help make a real difference.